This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Governors from both parties are pushing back after President Donald Trump accused Democrats of playing a very dangerous political game by insisting there is a shortage of tests for the coronavirus. The governors countered Monday that the White House must do more to help states do the testing that's needed before they can ease up on stay-at-home orders. Supply shortages have stymied U.S. testing for weeks. At his daily press briefing yesterday, the president addressed the issue.
Understand when I see polling and approval ratings for the job. I mean, this group should get a 95. It really should. And we're really helping the governors a lot. And the governors call me, the ones I know or the Republicans, but the ones I know, and they say it's incredible the job you're doing.
Governors say the needs range from basic supplies like swabs and protective gear to highly specialized laboratory chemicals needed to analyze patient results. President Trump says he'll sign an executive order to temporarily suspend immigration into the United States because of the coronavirus. He's offering no details on what he is referring to, and the White House did not immediately elaborate on the president's tweeted announcement. President Trump has taken credit for his restrictions on travel to the U.S. from China and hard-hit European countries, arguing it contributed to slowing the spread of the virus in the U.S. The number of deaths from the COVID-19 virus worldwide is now over 171,000, with nearly 2.5 million confirmed. In the United States, the death toll edges toward 43,000. The number of infections is shy of 800,000. European stock market exchanges are in a slump today as the historic drop in U.S. crude oil prices the day before continues to send shockwaves through the global economy. This is VOA News. South Korea says there is no evidence that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has undergone surgery for a heart issue. At least one unnamed South Korean official now says there are no unusual signs coming from the North about Kim's health. The South Korean-based online news outlet, the Daily NK, reported earlier Tuesday that Kim is recovering at a villa in the resort county of Hyangsan after undergoing a cardiovascular procedure. Now, CNN reported late Monday night it had learned from unnamed U.S. government officials that they are monitoring intelligence that the North Korean leader is in grave danger. Speculation has been rising about Kim Jong-un since he apparently failed to appear last Wednesday at an annual event celebrating the birthday of Kim Il-sung, his late grandfather and founder of North Korea. Kim Jong-un's last appearance was on April the 11th. The World Health Organization says rushing to ease coronavirus restrictions will likely lead to a resurgence of the illness, a warning that comes as governments start rolling out plans to get their economies up and running again. WHO's director for the Western Pacific region said, "We need to ready ourselves for a new way of living for the foreseeable future." He said governments must remain vigilant to stop the spread of the virus, and the lifting of lockdowns and other social distancing measures must be done gradually and strike the right balance between keeping people healthy and allowing economies to function. The governor in the U.S. state of Colorado says the statewide stay-at-home order will expire next week. Democratic Governor Jared Polis says he will allow a gradual reopening of non-essential businesses and permit surgical procedures and other activities suspended by the coronavirus fight, as long as strict social distancing and other individual protective measures continue. Georgia's governor plans to restart the state's economy before the end of the week. He says many businesses that closed to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus could reopen as early as Friday. Georgia's timetable is one of the most aggressive in the nation. It would allow gyms, hair salons, bowling alleys, and tattoo parlors to reopen as long as owners follow strict social distancing and hygiene requirements. Global use of the death penalty has decreased for the fourth consecutive year and has fallen to its lowest level in a decade, according to a new report by Amnesty International. The number of recorded executions fell to 657 worldwide, 33 fewer than in 2018. However, the human rights watchdog said a lack of transparency in reporting executions meant the real number could be much higher. The figures did not include, for instance, the use of the death penalty in China, for example, the world's most prolific executioner. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.